The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, like, what are you, like nine?
You're nine. Anyway, good morning, everybody. 7:10, Brock Hunter. Today, cloudy, chance for some rain and thunderstorms this morning, then sunshine, high of 80. Ooh. Tonight, cloudy, chance of rain, low of 68. Saturday, cloudy, chance of rain, high of 78. Sunday, cloudy, 50% chance of thunderstorms, high of 75. Monday, Memorial Day, 50% chance of thunderstorms, low of 53, high of 75.
Hold on.
What?
It says today, mostly cloudy in the morning.
Yeah.
Rain possible.
It's a possible chance for rain.
And then sunshine in the afternoon. But then it says tonight, mostly cloudy and rain.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said,
you can't contradict yourself like that.
Well, tonight is different than this afternoon.
So what, is it going to be nice in the middle of the day?
I guess, yeah, right in the middle.
And then at night,
sunshine Oreo. It's the best way I can describe it.
I guess that's a good analogy.
Sunshine Oreo. Yeah, I don't know. I hope they're just wrong. I've never wanted a weatherman to be more wrong in my entire life. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Of course, as always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Hunter, what'd the five fingers say to the face?
Slap!
Slap! Dennis Rodman is a suspect in a alleged slap attack on a man in a Florida bar. 30-year-old Jeff Soluqui says he was at a bar where Rodman was celebrating his birthday when the NBA Hall of Famer, quote, unprovokedly turned around and smacked him across the face. Rodman immediately apologized and invited him out to dinner the following night to smooth things over. However, this guy saw a nice big fat paycheck.
Right out of the books of Charlie Murphy.
Rodman's a big dude. He's probably got some.
Oh yeah, he's got some mitts.
Oven mitts.
Got some mitts, bro.
Whew, getting slapped in the face by that
yeah.
Long arm is kapow.
Yeah, Rodman's an odd guy.
He is. So we'll see what happens with that. But
good friends with Kim Jong.
I always kind of want something like that to happen. Like you get slapped by someone rich.
Yeah.
You get hit by someone rich.
Mm-hmm.
Like. I'll take a dinger from an Audi if I can get some money out of it.
Would you sue?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, get out that checkbook. My neck is feeling a little sore. I'm rolling around on the ground.
Mr. Rodman, you're worth so much money.
You can just make it out to cash.
All right. Is he still dyeing his hair and doing all that?
I think so.
He's an odd duck.
Him and Kim Jong-un, best buddies.
You know his Webos? Or tattooed gold.
You told me that the other day, and I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Big gold clackers.
Clackers, man.
Big old gold meaty clackers.
That's got to be one of the most painful things ever.
Yeah.
You know? Think about that. It's just not like a tribal tattoo. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
You're coloring in the lines. You're coloring in between the seams.
Well, see, and when you do stuff like that, usually it's more needles. So it's a bunch of needles that are in the gun, and you're just and it's not like a, it's you gotta understand
it's like the wide tip Sharpie,
pretty much, but with needles.
Yeah.
And they're going very fast, and poking holes in your skin.
Is it worth it?
I don't know. You got gold balls. That's a conversation piece.
Yeah.
That's a conversation piece.
Oh. There's a bright light every time he drops trowel.
Magic. I'd get glow in the dark.
I like gold.
How about no, you crazy Dutch bastard? I would get glow in the dark.
Oh,
they have those now. They have the glow in the dark tattoos. Get your balls glow in the dark tattooed.
I don't think it's glow in the dark though. Isn't it black? It's black light.
I think they have glow in the dark.
Do they have glow in the dark?
I think they got both now.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know. Why don't we go get our tattoos on our balls and we'll figure it out.
Perfect for Halloween.
Perfect.
In techno clubs.
While Americans eat 20 billion hot dogs a year, a survey found that 43% of us are too scared to find out what's in them. Obviously, we're going to have some hot dogs this weekend. The survey found that women are more afraid of hot dog ingredients than men. 50% of women are scared to find out what's in hot dogs compared to 30% of men. The survey also found that 33% of Americans avoid hot dogs because they think they're made of low-quality meat, chemicals, and artificial ingredients.
Lips and ass.
That's what it is. But, folks, it's a hot dog. You get, what is it? What comes in a hot dog pack? Eight?
Mm-hmm.
Is it eight or?
Eight.
Yeah, eight.
Yep.
You know, eight for a dollar. You're not getting, you know, Kobe beef, okay?
Yeah.
You throw it on the grill. Anything that takes 15 seconds to microwave is not going to be some culinary magistry, all right? It's a hot dog.
You know, don't think about it. They're delicious, aren't they?
Yeah, you put ketchup on it. You know, this is so funny. We don't worry about anything else we're putting in our bodies, but hot dog, whoa!
Hang on.
Whoa! What is that made out of? You don't want to know, but it's delicious.
Oh, it's so good.
All right?
So good.
Dude, I can pound some hot dogs. Put a little cheddar in those hot dogs. Woo, skip. I'll go to town. I'll Kobayashi that.
Give me a foot. Hang up. Give me a foot long, man.
Hang up.
Mm-hmm.
Hang up. Hot dogs. Anyway, so yeah, don't worry about it. Just eat it. It's an American institution.
Yeah, like you said,
like baseball.
Kobayashi doesn't worry about it.
No. Yeah, you see him. Look at him. He's fit. He's in better shape than 95% of us.
Needs like 75 of them at a time.
Smells like hot dog water constantly.
Oh, God.
Constantly. Lastly, the 21st century equivalent of the mood ring is coming. Amazon is developing a wearable device that can detect your emotional state. You wear the thing on your wrist, and it listens to your voice to figure out how you're feeling. And then, well, we don't know what it does after that.
Brox is just solid black all the time.
Yeah, just angry. Danger.
Pissed off. What was that?
Blood pressure high.
What movie made the mood ring huge? Is it Stand By Me? Is that a movie? No. It was the one with Macaulay Culkin and that girl.
Stand By Me. No, not Stand By Me. My Girl. Yeah. Where he dies of the bees, if you've never seen it. Fun fact, Macaulay Culkin dies.
Dead. It's spoiler alert. Come on.
And you know how he dies? Because he's deathly allergic to bees. And he gets stung by hundreds of bees.
And it's sad.
And he dies.
And it's sad.
Just bloated.
God, dude.
Hundreds of bee stings.
He's a cute little kid. But
and he's dead.
Eat into it.
Yep. Doesn't even get to kiss the girl.
Oh.
I don't know. Does he? I can't remember. I haven't seen that movie in forever.
I don't know. I remember watching it as a kid with my sisters because they watched it. Yeah. And I just remember that mood ring because both my sisters got one after that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does mood ring work?
I mean, it would change colors, but I don't know if it'd detect your mood.
I don't know.
You know? Just fiery red.
All the time. Why are you mad all the time?
You give one to our news guy.
Yeah.
He's just glowing red.
It just explodes off his finger.
It's hot.
Jeez.
It's hot.
All right. There's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today. 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 102.